Welcome to the first episode of the Media Corps Minute. My name is Josh Langmaid, and I own a video production company here in Rochester, Minnesota. And I got a special guest on today. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Dane Bauman. I run a digital marketing agency here in Rochester, Minnesota.
And not just in Rochester, though.
I'm kind of like all over the place, yeah. I would say. Most of my clients, I would say, are not here in Rochester. They're all over the world. Yeah. So that's one thing. I guess it's nice being a digital marketer. I'm remote, so everything is right on my laptop.
So being the first episode of the Media Corps Minute, I just want to touch on what this podcast is going to be about. Basically, we're going to get different people, owners, business people from different industries to come in and kind of give you the lowdown of what they do, the specifics, the nitty gritty, and try to hit that educational piece so you guys can learn, you know, specifically what you want to do on a, you know, certain topic. So today, and because Dane does social media marketing and his partner does web development, we're going to get into social media marketing. And first question, definitely. How long have you been in the industry and how did you get into it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've been in the industry for about, coming up here, about 2 years. I started learning about it in college. It was my junior year of college that I started learning about it and getting interested in it. And it was very interesting. It just came out of nowhere. I took a digital marketing class, and it was nothing of what digital marketing should be.
Yeah. And what were you originally going for in college?
I was going for sales.
Okay.
I mean, sales is kind of marketing itself. Yep. You have to be able to market something that's selling.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, it's, I don't know exactly specifically what I really wanted to go into for sales-wise, but, I mean, I know my dad's a salesman. He's a pharmaceutical salesman.
Yep.
So he's been doing that for 10 plus years. So, I mean, I think I can sell. I mean, I've been doing it for 2 years now as well for my agency. So, yeah.
So you took a class and then started kind of researching more about
So, I mean, I took a class and in college, and it was honestly, in my opinion, nothing what digital marketing is.
Yep.
It was simply it was three accounts. It was a Twitter, a Facebook, and an Instagram. Create a brand new profile. And exactly that. It was create a profile and make sure that you posted two or three times a week.
Yep.
You had hashtags that were relevant to your niche. And basically everybody else in the class, they had to comment on your posts.
That's every funny.
So I mean, like, that's not digital marketing. I mean, that's, you can't tell someone, hey, go comment on my post. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, it's, if people are interested in your post, they're going to engage with it. That's digital marketing. So
you don't want more people than just your friend group.
It wasn't even my friend group. Yeah. It was just a classroom, like classroom of people. So everybody was just trying to, I mean, get that A, obviously. So, but yeah, it was nothing of what digital marketing actually entails, I would say. What I'm doing now. It's nothing what I'm doing now, basically. So
from college and getting an interest into it, how does that lead to owning your own business, doing this full time?
Yeah. So I guess I had a job after I graduated. It was not in marketing. It was not in sales. I was a contract manager for an electrical contracting firm in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I was the youngest one in the company.
Yep.
I was looking over contracts daily. Like, it was looking over POs, making sure I reconciled the accounts payable and accounts receivable. And I mean, it's not marketing. It's not sales. It's not something I had a passion for. And I mean, I was just kind of filling a role. And at one point they don't even use marketing today. I mean, I've checked in on them. They still don't use marketing. So like my whole entire, like,
have you tried to go back and sell them on your services?
Oh no. Cause I'd be too much. Yeah. No, they wouldn't even think about it. Yeah. I mean, they're so old. And the thing is, there's a lot of old companies that are just referral based. Mm-hmm. And it's just word of mouth and referral based that it's, I would say a lot more of the baby boomers in past generation that are that way. They just mm-hmm. don't understand what the whole digital media entails today.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then from there, you got a job. How did you get to, I kind of know your story a little bit. How did you get to taking some, where you took a course, right? Or you went somewhere, event or.
Yeah. So getting into kind of how I got into my agency and created my agency. This might be one of your questions going forward. But I was actually on LinkedIn after I graduated and I was posting a couple things and one guy ended up connecting with me and he was a coach for entrepreneurs. And I was like very, very suspicious about it because I mean, I've been scammed many times. I've been trying to get rich quick as an entrepreneur. Oh, yeah. You try to do what you can do to get the quick buck. But I've learned for sure. Doesn't work that way whatsoever. But anyways, this guy, he reached out to me and he just asked me my goals, what my aspirations were. And I got on a couple calls with him. They were great. Mm-hmm. He told me his background, what he does. And he's a keynote speaker. He's obviously very good at what he does. Mm-hmm. And he ran a digital marketing agency. And that's how he got started into what he did. And from there, I kind of had the same goals and passions that he had. And he said, you know, what you should do is there's this book that helped me out. And it's called Go Giver. I can't remember who it's by, but it's a really good book that mm-hmm. I read. And he's like, read this and tell me what you think. And I did it that weekend. I ordered it on Amazon primed it, got it. And I read it that weekend.
And one of those guys that reads fast.
I had to just get it
done.
A book
takes me like,
it was like 150 pages. Yeah. Like, it's not like it was like two
I just
thick,
listen to them now.
The audiobooks, man, that works.
Jake says it's not reading, but I think it's reading.
It's like a podcast. Come on. But anyways, so I read this book and talked to him about it. And it was very interesting because there's just a lot of things that I learned from that. And in the name, it's Go Giver. It's giving value and putting yourself out there to help someone else. And that's actually how I landed my first role in digital marketing. And that's kind of how I got into what I'm doing now is I was working. I was freelancing technically. And then I got into a position where I read this book and I started applying what I learned in this book and reached out to a couple people. And one person actually bid on the bait.
Yep.
And I said, hey, I'm able to do this. I'd love to help you out and do this for free for honestly a month or two.
Okay.
And if I can help you out, if I produce some results, maybe we can work something out.
Yeah.
And I did
kind
that.
Kind of prove yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. So, I did that and it was great. I blew myself out of the water. I did not think I was going to do that good because I honestly did not know what I was doing, to be honest, at the time. I just thought I knew what I was doing. But, everything that really, really goes into Facebook ads and actually marketing online, I was like, whew, wow.
Yeah. Wow. A little bit of that trial of fire.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it was.
So, I got help from someone who did it before. Yep. And they're just like, hey, I need to set up this business manager, right? This is the very first step to Facebook ads. And so, I got that done. I got all the content that I needed to produce and write the copy and all that for ads. And it was good. I launched it and within the first, I believe it was the first 6 days, I ended up selling like 23 of his packages and like 7 of his courses. And it was like a 343% ROI. So it was good. He was like, oh, you're doing something. I was like, I guess. And
make it happen.
Right, exactly. And it was good because this was happening while I was working my electrical contracting job. So it was like kind of the start somewhere. And it was great because, going forward, this was last January, actually, when I took this position. Actually, it was last December. of 2019. Mm-hmm. No, of 2018.
Yep.
So, yeah, I took that position and it was fantastic. The guy ended up putting on a big event that actually helped him market. And he put on an event. It was, the guy himself is a foreign exchange trader. If you guys aren't familiar with that, it's like trading options or stocks. But he put on a mastermind event where we advertised to people around the whole entire world. It was actually amazing. I had people that bought tickets from Germany, from Spain. I had people actually come from Colombia, South America. Like, I have no idea how he actually got that, because I don't think I was actually targeting to him. But hey, he showed up. So I mean, the thing was is people showed up, and it was a very, very successful event.
And you actually went to the event too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's actually where I picked up everything that I learned. I picked up a bit more of what I learned, I would say, because this event, it was a bunch of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. It wasn't people that necessarily were there just to learn. It was people that were in entrepreneurship and were doing other things, but they were there to learn something else. Mm-hmm. And that was huge. I ended up meeting my business partner out there. He was the one who actually built the whole entire back-end systems for this Forex trader.
So you were kind of working with him when creating the marketing
I was actually working with him. Yep. I just didn't really know him. Everybody was remote. So it was Skypes, Zooms, another just instant message chat called Discord. I didn't really know anybody on the team until that event. And it was awesome. It was super awesome because I got to meet everybody. Yep. So, and also my business partner. So, he was the one who built the whole entire backend of the systems. And I was just like, man, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
You got to teach me. He goes, well, you do marketing, right? And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, you got to teach me that. I said, well, why don't we partner up? And yep. I mean, you're doing that. I do this. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're not making a ridiculous amount of money here, but we could do better.
Yeah.
He's like, let's sit down after this event.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. And, literally about a week and a half later, we ended up leaving that company. We ended up starting our agency, Lucent Leads, and, the rest is history.
Yep.
It's been going very well since. So
that's great.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with the name, by the way?
It was very interesting. I was just trying to come up with something that rolled off the tongue and something that people could say that wasn't... I mean, a lot of people in the marketing industry, they just take their last name and then they put media after it. Like, I don't want to be Dane Bauman Media. I mean, it's boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
It's hard to, scale that, too.
Yeah, right. No, it's even, consulting firms. It's like Dane Bauman... No, it's, it doesn't just doesn't make sense. So, I mean,
that's kind of how we did with MediaCorp. It's like, it's I wanted it general brand, enough, but right. around
it's
media.
It's a brand name. Yeah. Exactly. And that's with my name, I wanted to incorporate leads because that's what I do for businesses. I'm able to bring them leads.
Yep.
So, I mean, something with that I could kind of roll off the tongue. And Lucent really just kind of stuck. And not only that, is something that in the industry that you have to be good at is transparent with your business. Because if you're not transparent, people aren't going to like you. I'll tell you that. And not only that, clients aren't going to want to work with you. So you have to be transparent.
In your industry, too, it seems like a lot of companies have been burned.
Ooh, yeah.
And I've even realized that at the beginning stages when I was trying to go out and tell people about social media marketing is they had one before and it just wasn't a great experience.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. The thing is with digital marketing is there's a very low barrier to entry. Mm-hmm. And I mean, anybody can go to YouTube and look up how to do Facebook ads, how to do digital marketing, how to do social media management. But does that actually teach you how to do it? No, because it's not a real world example.
Yep.
And when someone pays you money, you better bring them results. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're going to be, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
You're a digital marketer, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to back up what you say and you have to back up what you know. And that's also why, going back, I worked for this guy for free for a month and a half. And then I actually started getting paid because I was like, all right, hey, man, I'm making you money. Like, mm-hmm. come on.
So, I like that concept of, like, let me prove it to you. And if it works and when it works, like, then.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the biggest thing, though. Like, without any proven results or proven past results when or testimonials, you don't have anything to base yourself off of. Like, don't get me wrong, you can be a great salesman, fantastic salesman. And that doesn't mean that you have results. That doesn't mean you're going to bring them. I mean, that just means you're a good salesman. And unfortunately, that's where this industry is right now. It's people knowing the concepts of digital marketing and telling all these companies, yes, I can do this for you. But it's like the whole preface of social media marketing is not, I mean, this is social media marketing, but it branches down so many ways in social media marketing that I don't know how you can specialize in social media marketing.
Yep.
So that's my two cents on that.
Absolutely. But I was going to ask, you know, what kind of influenced you, but you almost talked about that with that with the guy that kind of originally reached out to you.
Yeah, it was just a random guy on LinkedIn. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'd recommend going to LinkedIn because there's a lot of people out there that will, I mean, connect with you. And I mean, just go into
your history. I was just listening to a podcast today, and the guy does video production as well. Now he kind of teaches on it, but he's like, LinkedIn is a gold mine right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, if you don't have you gotta have the premium version too, though.
Yeah.
That's the key. You can get it for a month for free. And then, I mean, little tip tricks here. You can pay for it for 1 month, and then you can go that you want to cancel. And then you can say that you thought the price was too much. And then you can, and then it'll build, they'll cancel it down to $40 instead of $80 for 2 months. So you can basically get 3 months for 2 months. So
that's great.
Just so you know, tip.
So when you go and get premium, do it that way.
And then use your business credit card because then it's tax deductible. So
let's transition into traditional marketing versus digital marketing.
Yeah.
Especially in 2020.
Good topic.
And I'm sure you see it and I see it a lot. The older business owner that's just been growing his business, and they've been doing traditional marketing forever, and you're trying to bring in a new concept and something that they're not familiar with.
All too familiar. You know, yep.
What's your take on, like, one, how to get them to kind of understand that this is where it's moving, you know? But even into my next question, like, how do we track traditional compared to, you know, digital marketing nowadays for, you know, their ROI?
Yeah.
Because everyone seems to, you know, ask that. It's like, well, how do I see my return?
Right. So one thing for traditional marketing, the thing, it's really tough to talk to the older people about it because they're so dead set. They have their mind made up already. And that's a really, really difficult thing to deter them from. But one thing that you have to just say is look at your office right now and look at everybody that you're working with. I guarantee you that at least 50% of the people have their phone out on their desk. At least. Just because it's a safety assurance thing that they can see their phone. That is mobile media. That is not traditional media. Notifications, push notifications, that is digital marketing. This is not traditional marketing. But I mean, you just have to show them that it's, look, I mean, your computer, you're seeing advertisements on. Your phone, you're seeing advertisements on. You're not seeing it. I mean, obviously traditional marketing, you're seeing it. It's a billboard. Yeah. It's the TV. It's a radio. It's magazines. Yeah, it's, the thing is with those, they're so expensive nowadays too. And that's a really, really big issue because, like you said, how are you tracking what you're spending there? And
I think a lot of the traditional, it's always been based off just impressions.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And,
that is the thing, because you can't track anything. What, I mean, if you look at a radio ad, I mean, the radio ad statistics.
You can track how many people have listened.
Exactly.
I mean, you can track how many people have passed the billboard in a day.
Exactly. The TV impression. I mean, how many people watch the network? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you have to base it off of.
Yep.
Magazines, how many people are subscribed to the magazine and how many people are. It's all impression based, yeah. And that's not people that are necessarily your customer profile. But moving on, and what I say to when I'm talking to a client and trying to move them to digital marketing is, radio ads are expensive. Mm-hmm. They're usually like $1,000. They're four figures generally a week.
Mm-hmm.
So they can vary obviously per station, but I mean, even $1,000 in digital marketing can yield ridiculous results. And the thing is,
you're not going to get very far with $1,000 doing traditional marketing.
No. It's going to be 1 week worth of radio ads. And as we said, it's impression based. And most of the time when I'm in the car in the morning, waking up, going to work out, I'm not listening to the radio. Most of the time I actually have my aux. I'm going to listen to my music. So it's like you have to, impressions and traditional marketing just aren't there today. We are in a world 2020 of digital marketing. And going back to what I was saying of $1,000 with Facebook, that's a game changer, big time, because this is something that you can track. And that's one of the bigger things that you were just asking too, is tracking ROI and understanding what you're spending your money on and what's coming back from it. There is Facebook Manager, which is my best friend now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I manage most of my clients' accounts. I'm able to see specifically how much I'm spending daily and report their KPIs to them, key performance indicators. And this is basically like how much I spend, how much is actually being returned. I mean, they actually have specific KPIs out there on the business manager that shows you specifically everything that you need to know about your business, what you're going on, and what you're advertising. And with traditional marketing, I would like someone to show me that because you can. And not only that, too, I just want to break in and say you can't retarget with traditional marketing.
And retargeting is massive.
Retargeting is the biggest part of digital marketing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to use retargeting.
Yep.
I mean, if you think about it, when you're advertising a product online, when you see it for the very first time, are you going to buy it? Generally, probably not. No, you have to be warmed up to it, don't you? So exactly, and that's where retargeting is key.
And there's even a lot of studies that say like how many touches you need.
Exactly. There's a buying cycle to everybody. Yeah. And that's where retargeting is key. Because if you're just doing a regular prospecting campaign to cold audiences, again, like you're not helping much. You're literally just saying, hey, here's a brand new watch I'm shipping from China. Buy it. It's like, okay, I don't know your brand. I don't know anything about you. You're not that great. Sorry. But let me think about it again. I get retargeted with a video that shows more specifics on it, more key things on why I need it or something like that. It's different because I'm seeing this more and more, and they're egging me on to get this product because I want it. And that's the subconscious mind, because I want it.
Yep. And tie kind of that into, and we can talk a little bit about the difference of funnels and websites, but kind of tie it into how, funnels work into how you are retargeting and how we are seeing the ROI, because I think that is definitely a piece of it.
Yeah. So I guess one of the big things with websites and funnels, they're really different in how you're able to market. And specifically, there's different ways to use them to market. I would say that specifically, like when you have a brand name that's large, I'm just trying to think. I mean, just like Target, for instance, they're not going to use a funnel because they have 100,000 products.
Yeah.
Why would they use a funnel? So it's people need to go to their website and they need to see specifically one product, and then, you might want this product. So you might want all these products, right? There's a product line. So with a funnel, this is different. Funnels are kind of more special, and they're, I would say, they're good for products as well, because they're really good for opting in and one-time offers. Mm-hmm. So for those people that aren't familiar with funnels, actually, too, it's, so when you're like on Facebook and you see that there's a special offer, you click on it and it says, put in your email before you get the special offer. You just got on, you just signed up for their email list. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Opted in.
Yeah, that is my juicy part where I take your
email. That's the only product you're going to see for a week.
Oh, you're going to see that for a long time, I tell you that. So I have multiple emails that are going to blast you with plenty of knowledge and plenty of reasons why you need this. So yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing with sales funnels. It's, you're collecting their emails, one, their name, and even their phone number sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's huge. But it's collecting that information and then going furthermore into the actual funnel. So with funnels, you're actually able to really specialize why a product or service is needed, mm-hmm. versus an ad or a face or even like a website. So like, let's say on Facebook, I mean, just as Facebook ads are, they are, I mean, when you're scrolling through Facebook yourself on your phone, yep. like you're really going through it like thumb screen at a time. Pretty like you're quick. Going pretty quick. So you have to really gauge that customer. That's really the biggest thing. And that first 3 seconds
are going to catch their eye
exactly,
right away.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't catch it in the first 3 seconds, it's game over. So, and the biggest thing is getting that message across in the first 3 seconds. I mean, it's hard to do that. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do that. And that's when, I mean, yeah, you sell a product and it can go to a website and it can show all the products and all that. And that's when people get sensory overload because they're like, oh, what do I click on? There's all this stuff. I want this. With the funnel, it's great because you can show this one product and you can say, hey, you need this product. And you can, the biggest thing is selling this product and really customizing it to this person.
I had a fun example of just how something like that works. Just looking up stuff about marketing and, you know, and video and how to market with video and social media and stuff like that. You know, I came across a guy, his ad was planned. He does courses and whatnot. So just whatever he was saying right away kind of interested me. I'm like, oh yeah, that's something I've wanted to learn about. So he's obviously targeting people like me because that's what I want to learn about. So I click it. You know, it takes me to his course where I can buy it. Didn't buy it. I went back out, you know, the next day or whenever. The next time I could be served another ad, it was a carousel type ad. So it was the second set, or it was either that or, you know, when you click to this funnel, then we're going to send him the second ad.
Right.
So I got an ad calling me out now that I went to his page, but I didn't purchase. Hey, you know, what's going on? I saw you
targeting.
I saw you were you're on my website, but you didn't check out.
Yep.
And I was like, that is sweet.
It's retargeting.
That's super cool how they can do that. And you can track it and you can show it.
And that's the biggest thing. I can create retargeting sequences on Facebook by the opt-in sequence of a specific person. Mm-hmm. So like if you clicked on the very first page, I can target you from there. Yep. If you clicked on the second page of the funnel, I can target you from there. If you just click the video that's on the actual landing page, I can retarget you from there. There is a lot of ways to retarget people. And exactly like you said, if you can key in on the copy and basically tell them, I mean, you don't want to scare them saying, hey, I've been watching you. But like, it's retargeting, saying that, hey, you were here before. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you buy it? Just buy it.
Yep.
Because this is what my ad's here for.
And I think the data is such an important key in that, and what you can get using digital is that data that you can use again for other things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, even going back with traditional marketing, where's the data from that? Mm-hmm. What data can you get from that, from spending thousands of dollars? Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'll tell you that. But Facebook and Google, I'll tell you, there is they're data hubs. Facebook is a marketing incubator. It is huge. I mean, it's a selling platform. People think it's a social network, but it's a selling platform. Yep. I mean, if you're scrolling through Facebook, every third post is an ad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't that is a selling platform to me. I don't even see actually any friends on my Facebook anymore. I just have ads, and I have other business stuff. But yeah, it's like specifically ads. I mean, like you said, it's like course creators and all this stuff that are targeting me, and it's like, stop targeting me. Yeah. I'm a marketer. I already know what you're doing.
I know how to do it. I know what you're doing.
Stop this stuff. But yeah, you know, it's they're doing their job.
I love it because it's funny when you go into a meeting in a company, or just in general, like, I feel like digital has gotten this rep of like, you can't target it or something like that. You know, well, it's just posting on social media and this and that. It's like, well, you can't target that. And that's not getting me a return on my investment. And it almost, and have you seen that too? Because I've almost seen people
I rebuttal it every single time.
Come on.
No way. It's like, I can target, it's called geo-targeting. Mm-hmm. That is a location-based target.
Yep.
So let's say that you're working with lawyers. This is key. So let's say...
I pulled the mic a little closer.
So let's say you're working with lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing with them would be hospitals.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's huge because personal injury... workers' comp, anything that actually has happened,
mm-hmm.
Or if anybody has been hurt, I mean, you can geolocate a hospital.
Yep, they'll be sitting in there.
And literally, as people are sitting in the hospital waiting for their loved one that's being worked on or something, I mean, whatever, they're in their appointment, they're seeing this ad and they're like, huh.
You're scrolling through Facebook and
okay, cool.
There it is.
There you go. So,
yeah.
Just saying, yeah, you know, you can definitely target by location. Yeah. People just don't know specifically how to do that.
And the thing, specifically, like when I learn more about it, the more excited I become about it because it's just this like endless thing of what you can do, you know, and you have to have enough of the ad spend and budget to do it.
Right.
But if you do and you can allocate enough of that, which if you're pulling from traditional, you'll have enough, you know. And it's just so fun. And that kind of gets me into the next question of like, what size company, you know, does it matter? How big, how small, who can be doing digital marketing right now?
You know?
And are there specific industries that's like, okay, you see them like they need to be doing digital marketing right now?
It's not necessarily the size of the company. It's kind of, I mean, every company needs to be online. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
To be relevant.
But, I mean, yeah, exactly. Just to be relevant and just to have an online presence. But to see results and to gather data, you're going to need to spend money online for sure. Mm-hmm. You can't just be spending $100 a month on ads. Like, that's nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, like, you have to actually have money to use to gather data to be able to implement from what you've been advertising beforehand, and if you've obviously gained results from it or what you haven't. The thing is, you have that data that you bought and that you can go off of.
Yep.
And then going back, traditional marketing, you can't do that. So.
Yeah. And briefly, you know, you talked about business manager before. I kind of want to hit on that compared to boosting a post because I think there's a lot of people that still... that's still, it's just one of those things where they'll post or they'll put an ad out and then they'll just boost it and that's advertising.
Yeah, well, that's not advertising. Mm-hmm. So that's simply just boosting a post. And honestly, I don't want to say you're not advertising, but like you're wasting your money.
And how I understand it is you're just not getting the same analytics and results that you can
whatsoever
gather. No. So when you go into the business manager.
Exactly. So
when you do it from there.
We're doing from the business manager specifically, you're able to create campaigns versus a boosted post. That's something that you just posted a picture, a video or something, and it's on your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you say boost post, and it just shows up to more people that are similar and liked your page.
Mm-hmm.
So, but going into the business manager, you're creating campaigns. You're going into targeted audiences. I mean, you're creating in my case, prospecting, retargeting campaigns and lookalike audiences. There's so many different ways to do it.
If you haven't done it, it can be kind of intimidating at first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a foreign language, you know, for sure.
When I checked it out for the first time, I was like, what is all this?
Yeah, there's a lot of buttons to push, but yeah. I mean, it's...
There really is an art, though, because even me learning about the business manager and getting into that and utilizing it, then going back and learning from other people that have actually been marketing with mm-hmm. Facebook, running through like how to set up a campaign, like there were so many little ticks and check marks that I was like, I'm
every
like,
little
you know,
thing.
If you're going to a certain radius, it's like, okay, I had it to just where like anybody that's ever been in that radius is going to get it. Not currently, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like you're marketing to who knows who, you know, over in a different state, and you're just like trying to hit Rochester.
But there's so many different ways that you can target specifically, though, and that's mm-hmm. these nitpicky little things that if you want to target correctly mm-hmm. to the right audience in the right
there's
area,
an art to it.
It's these little nitpicky boxes that you have to check, and obviously specific demographics and interests that you have to hit too. Yep. But once you do that, you can do very, very well, and you can sell your services to other people who don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I do. So
us being, you know, a video production company, obviously we have an interest in video and, you know, we love making different ads, commercials for people, stuff like that. How have you seen video compared to photos and graphics, you know, as you're actually creating these campaigns and running these ads?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's huge. The difference is absolutely huge. The thing is with picture ads, you can put text on the pictures mm-hmm. and you can try to get the message across. And sometimes it does get the message across, but it's not enough for people to be interested to click. Mm-hmm. And that's really the biggest thing with Facebook is getting someone to click through. That's really the biggest thing.
Yep.
And with a picture, it's very, very tough to do that. With a video, it's really, really easy, mm-hmm. honestly, because you have to see that first 3 seconds, and that first 3 seconds is either going to make or break someone engaging or not engaging.
That's when they're going to choose to keep watching.
Exactly. So, not only that, like, it's the attention span of people on Facebook is not long. Mm-hmm. So you have to have that 3 seconds. And then going forward, ads, for my ads, they're only 15 to 20 seconds long.
Yep.
So there's nothing any longer than that. I mean, nobody's going to sit there on a Facebook ad for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yep.
We've been able to help one company that they were just doing specifically static pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't even... I mean, they had too much text on their actual ads, they weren't even. I mean, that's an issue too. Running.
I've seen those when it's just like it's too busy and it's word heavy,
right?
And it's
and
just
Facebook
it looks like an ad,
right?
And you're just like,
stop. But Facebook has caught on to that, and they've actually started rejecting that mm-hmm. because it's just too wordy and it's just like it's not a good ad.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's a very big noticeable difference. We helped a company that was using static images, and they weren't even able to get them approved because there was mm-hmm. a specific niche. It's a more of a restricted area on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So as it's more adult generated content, as it's higher in age, you mm-hmm. have to make sure you
age restrictions
right on it. Exactly. Yep. So, and then obviously you had to make sure that it's compliant with Facebook. We were able to help a company create their content with them. They actually do it all on their phone themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We just tell them how to do it. We don't do it ourselves. But we tell them how to do it and they go out and they do it. And I mean, making that switch in the last 3 months, we've been able to generate them over $1 million on Facebook. So
that's crazy.
It's Facebook is huge, and using ads that are actually engaging is huge. If you can use that, that's so much bigger than static images mm-hmm. because, again, it's engaging. Like, the comments that we have on these posts go forever. And I mean, I try to even comment on some of them. I can't catch them all because there's just so many people that are engaging, and that's great. I mean, it's fantastic, but at the same time, it's like, oh, I got to keep up with all these people. So But yeah, I mean, you got to have engagement, and that's what's going to drive more people to your page and want to buy your product or service.
Yeah.
So
for people listening, you know, hopefully they've definitely learned something that they can use, but is there anything specifically like, you know, hey, they've been listening, what's something that they could like do tomorrow even? And just, you know, another way to like, how can they just start getting into digital advertising?
Yeah, digital advertising. There's a lot of courses out there, and I would say that's almost not the way to go now, because there is so much courses out there. And I honestly would say that the best route to go would be having questions that you can write down on a notebook and then going to YouTube specifically and say, how do I do these? And then once you've learned how to specifically do them, check it off. That's a free knowledge right then and there, and Google. I have people that hit me up on my Instagram, and it's interesting because it's very, very simple questions. And I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but Google and YouTube are your best friend.
Yep.
So you can type in how to do digital marketing, how to do Facebook ads, how
and to then get in specifically agency. About different things.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's taking that initiative to yourself and wanting to do it. Yeah. That's another thing. So one thing that I do every day that really helps my productivity as an entrepreneur is I time box my schedule. You're familiar with that?
Yep.
So yeah, I time box my schedule starting at 7 a.m. and it goes all the way till 7 p.m. generally. And so, I mean, that's 12 hours of the day that I'm generally knocking out 12 tasks at least.
Yep.
So some of the times is lunch, but still. It's just making sure that I'm completing things throughout my day, and it's just knowing that I'm actually doing something. And that's, I'm progressing myself and getting better at something.
Absolutely.
So
how can people get in contact with you if they are interested in, you know, digital marketing and using your services?
Yeah. You can find me at lucentleads.com, or you can find me at dbauman23. You can probably find it right here.
That's right.
I'm able to hit me up in my DMs. There, I'm on my LinkedIn as well, Dane Bauman. Facebook, I'm on there as well.
So every platform,
you gotta have presence. I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. I make sure of it. I would definitely love for people to reach out to me. I'd definitely love to help some people.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, my name is Josh Langmaid. You can find us at MediaCoreMarketing.com. And again, just MediaCore on social media platforms. Thanks for being on, Dane.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Josh.